Does the Bible and the spirit of prophecy give us any more details about when the day of probation ends? I know the seven last plagues are after probation ends and right before Christ returns. But what about not being able to buy and sell? Is that before or after the close of probation? Will these plagues be universal, or will it only affect certain countries or places?
Well, we do not know exactly when probation closes. There is no indication in the Bible that gives us any time specifically when probation closes. But it gives us clues. It tells us what the events will be. And buying and selling comes before the implementation of the mark of the beast. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, if there is a warning against the mark of the beast and its acceptance, and buying and selling comes before that, then buying and selling is before the close of probation.
Yes.
So first comes the buying and selling, then comes the mark of the beast.
Yeah.
And then comes the loud cry against accepting the mark of the beast, which is Revelation chapter 18, and the call to come out of Babylon.
Yes.
So that's the sequence. As we discussed in one of the previous WhatsApp profs, we are probably now in that stage where the system to control buying and selling is being put into place and implemented in the world.
Yes.
Very rapidly.
Very rapidly.
Very rapidly. And once that system is in place, then you will have the means to manipulate people to accept whatever else they throw at you.
All these add-ons.
And that one of the add-ons, or the final add-on, will be the implementation of enforced Sunday keeping.
And then the part of the seven last plagues.
Will the seven last plagues be universal? If they were, all of humanity would be destroyed. So they will be in different places
and that's
at different times.
After
the close of probation.
Thank you.
So we will only know that probation has closed once the first plague falls.
Correct. Because there will also be a short period of time for probation to close after the Sunday legislation
has
come.
Absolutely, because people must make a decision. They must make an informed decision.
Yes.
And there will be a loud cry. And the loud cry will be under the most adverse conditions. And people will be aware that there are people on this earth who are willing to sacrifice their own lives for the sake of this truth. That must make people think. Because there will be a decree, you won't be able to buy or sell. There will be a decree that if you do not go along with this, you'll get the death sentence. And if people say, I'd rather have the death sentence than go along with it, then many people will think, but you know, we've heard this before.
Mm.
And now it's actually happening. Could these people be right?
Right.
And perhaps they will study the scripture and decide, but God said it's the seventh day. And it is the sign of his authority as opposed to the authority of the world. So who is the world to enforce something that is contrary to God's word? And they will make a decision, hopefully, and come out of my people. That is the whole object of the exercise.
Amen. Is Satan's personification of Jesus' second coming happening before or after the close of probation?
Is there any point in deceiving people after the close of probation?
No.
No. So any form of deception that takes place whereby you induce people to follow a particular teaching must take place prior to the close of probation. So Satan's masquerading as the angel of light will take place before the close of probation. And he will use words of Christ himself to lead people away from the truth and the law of God and bring across his point of view and people will be deceived by it. But those who know their Bible will know that Jesus Christ will not come in this way.
Correct.
Number one, the Bible tells us that the righteous will meet him in the sky. In other words, he will not touch this earth with his feet. Whereas this imposter will be visible in city to city, walking upon the ground. Mm. And his words will be contrary to the word of God. He will, for example, say that the Sabbath has been changed. But there's no statement in the Bible that that is the case.
And not to be taken lightly, he will do it in a way that will be very hard to distinguish. You'll have to be grounded and anchored in the word.
Absolutely. He is a master of deception, and he was a liar from the beginning.
This question is regarding one of the books in the Spirit of Prophecy called Truth About Angels.
Mm-hmm.
And this person asks, when I read on page 273 in Truth About Angels, which is under the heading Satan's Personation After the Close of Probation, I'm of the opinion that Satan will deceive people after the close of probation, and the target are those who go through Jacob's time of trouble. I'm open to being corrected, so any clarity would be greatly appreciated. So let's maybe look at some quotes in the Spirit of Prophecy to see if we can get some clarification.
Okay. This one is Truth About Angels, page 273. The wrath of Satan increases as his time grows short and his work of deceit and destruction reaches its culmination in the time of trouble. Now, the time of trouble, of course, Martin, is after the close of probation.
Yes.
God's long suffering has ended. The world has rejected his mercy, despised his love, and trampled upon his law. The wicked have passed the boundary of their probation, and the Lord withdraws his protection and leaves them to the mercy of the leader they have chosen. As the crowning act in the great drama of deception, Satan himself will attempt to personate Christ. The church has long professed to look to the Savior's advent as the consummation of her hopes. Now the great deceiver will make it appear that Christ has come. In different parts of the earth, Satan will manifest himself amongst men as a majestic being of dazzling brightness, resembling the description of the Son of God given by John in the Revelation. The glory that surrounds him is unsurpassed by anything that mortal eyes have yet beheld. The shout of triumph rings out upon the air, "Christ has come! Christ has come!" Here's a summary in the book Last Day Events, and it says, Satan sees that he is about to lose his case. He cannot sweep in the whole world. He makes one last desperate effort to overcome the faithful by deception. He does this impersonating Christ. He clothes himself with the garments of royalty, which have been accurately described in the vision of John. He has power to do this. He will appear to his deluded followers, the Christian world, who have received not the love of the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness, transgression of the law, as Christ coming the second time. Now we have two aspects, and they're slightly different in the two quotes that we've read, right?
Yes.
In the first one, it appears that this would be after the close of probation.
Yes.
Here, it could appear that it could be before the close of probation, because it says, he makes one last desperate effort to overcome the faithful by deception. Now, if they are sealed after the close of probation,
yes,
then no effort to overcome them will succeed, because no, let them that be faithful be faithful still.
Yes.
And that those that aren't,
yes, stay there.
Stay there. So, which one is it now?
But this can also be that he tries but doesn't succeed.
Yes, that is true, but it would be a pointless effort. The other possibility, and some people see it this way, mm-hmm, and I have no particular beef about people seeing it that way, is that this effort that he puts into this final movement is not so much to make the righteous turn from their righteousness, yes, because that is impossible, them having been sealed after the close of probation,
yes,
but to rile up the wicked to the point where they are willing to destroy them.
Yes, I can see how that can be possible.
That is a possibility. Yeah. So either way, there is an argument for both sides of the story. Some see it that this happens after the close of probation, and there is merit in that. And some see it that it is just before the close of probation, and there is merit in that. I think each one must decide for himself where he stands on this issue.
And I think we have to make sure that we understand and know our Bible, that lest we be deceived.
So when he comes, and when he appears as a being of dazzling light, we must know our Bible.
Yes, because isn't it true that we won't know if the time of probation has closed?
No, we won't know exactly when it closes. There won't be an announcement that the time has come, except the announcement in heaven, of which we are not part at that stage.
Yes, so we have to be ready
either way.
In spite of.
Either way.
Thank you.
We must just be careful, Martin, that we do not take issues such as this and make it an issue of salvation, whether you understand it this way or that way. The salvation issues are, do you obey God and his precepts or don't you?
Amen. Does probation close for the Adventists first?
The Bible doesn't say that there are two closes of probation. It doesn't say that. There is a close of probation. That is what the Bible says. Let the wicked be wicked still, let the righteous be righteous still. That is the close of probation. Mm-hmm. But there is a verse in the Bible which says that judgment begins with the house of God,
yes,
and begin with the elders.
Correct. The leaders, yeah, for instance. Then.
So obviously there is a process that takes place. And I wouldn't go so far as to say that this judgment will be completed in this particular denomination before the next one, yes, starts. But the process obviously begins with the house of God.